Talking with K-State President Richard Myers here. We've got about 8 minutes left here on the show. And, well, you've obviously worn a lot of hats in your career, former Joint Chiefs of Staff here for the United States. And I want to maybe just get your thoughts, if you care to share any thoughts on the current situation that's going on in Afghanistan and the pullout of U.S. troops, since I know you know quite a bit about this topic here, given all that's gone on in the last 20 years. You want to weigh in on that?
I'm happy to make some comments. So we were driving back from Virginia to Manhattan last weekend, and it was on Sunday. We're somewhere around St. Louis when on the radio we heard the news of the collapse of Kabul and the Afghan government. And my wife, who's been very involved in the education of street children in Kabul and other major cities there in Afghanistan, there's a foundation that she and her group support that provides money to this indigenous Afghan effort, which has been very successful. One of their young students is a concert pianist in New York City now. But, she just broke down in tears, silent tears there for a while, just wondering what's going to happen to all the people we know there. And we know the president and the first lady, the Ghanis, a lot of people at American University, a lot of people that are supporting this effort to educate children, people that have other foundations over there that are trying to help the Afghan people. And there were just so many unknowns, it just was overwhelming. So I think one of the things we need to ask ourselves, and I know the overwhelming majority of American people think we should get out of Afghanistan. I totally understand that. But one of the things we ought to ask ourselves, are we safer now, today, than we were 2 weeks ago or a month ago? And I think if you think about it at all, you'd say, no, we aren't. Now we have a country led by extremists that will be a place where other extremists can gather or find shelter. And we know what that led to on 9/11. So that was our strategic interest in the first place. Well, the first place was to go get al-Qaeda, who did 9/11. So that was that part of it. And then when the government fell, well, we got to help them. And then realized very quick, excuse me. Then we realized very quickly that you don't want to have this large ungoverned space where like-minded extremists can get together and plan and train to do more harm to our world. So at the end state, when we had like 2,500 troops and the Afghan army was still capable of, along with our support and confidence from the fact that we were there, that was not costing us very much at all. Not many injuries. How long could that steady state have continued and kept and given Afghanistan a choice of where they wanted to go? Yes, part of it's on the Afghan people, for sure. But and I don't know how many generations it would take for them to become self-supporting in the way that they really want to become self-supporting. And I understand why people want to get out. But to call it a 20-year war, hasn't been a war for 20 years, that's for sure. So that hyperbole has gotten people to think, oh, now we're out of the war. Well, what we got now is a much more dangerous place that can be a lot more dangerous, not only to America, but to our friends and allies. And I think if you read the comments out of the UK, out of France, other countries, they realize that. So who are the friends now of Afghanistan? Well, Russia and China. Are those the kind of people we want? I mean, we have issues with both those countries in many ways and in serious security ways. So what's being built over there? Well, I just think I'm not sure I would agree with the decision, but that was made in the Trump administration, if you remember. Mm-hmm. I do think the mess we've seen the last week is not good for our U.S. reputation, notwithstanding the fact that, hey, we want to leave, but the way it has played out is harmful to U.S. efforts around the world. It looks like we, in some sense, don't even know what we're doing, the chaos that's present there. And every day, I mean, just this morning, every day you get emails about, can you help so-and-so? And so they, my wife is doing a lot of that and forwarding names to people she knows have ways of getting names into the system. I've been doing that as well. There are a lot of people that could be left out, hang out to dry because they supported Americans and now they can't get out and there's going to be retribution. And that's the saddest thing of all. These are great people. And so those are my thoughts. I know it's a lot to think about. But the basic question, are we safer today than we were a month ago? And my answer is no, we're not. And we're headed in a path that's going to make us much less safe. What is the answer? I don't know. We can't be the policemen to the world. But guess what? We're still in South Korea. After the Korean War, people said, why do we want to stay here? All is left is sticks of trees and mud. South Korea is not very unified in their vision going forward. And what is it in the top 8, 7, 6 of nations' GDP in the world? So they came from everybody thinking, you don't have a chance to that. I'm not suggesting that would ever happen in Afghanistan. But I'm suggesting that we can underestimate what's possible. And certainly the way this is ended is not good for our ability to work with the rest of the world and for them to have trust that we know what the heck we're doing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your comments on that because, you know, obviously you had a hand in this back in the Bush administration. And, you know, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And I know K-State will probably do something to honor the anniversary. I don't know if there's any plans in place.
There are plans in place. And it's going to be around our football game on September 11th. And we plan to honor our local first responders. And first responders played such an important role in the attacks of 9/11, both in New York City, Washington, D.C. It's really appropriate. It's really appropriate after COVID as well. And we want people to remember 9/11 where we were surprised. And I've certainly taken that to heart when I became the chairman. You know, how do you avoid being surprised like that? What could you have done? What could we have done? What could I have done to keep from being surprised like that? So I think keeping that in our mind, that surprise, you know, the black swan event, if you will, is out there. And we may never be able to discern it, but we can prepare to look for it as carefully as we can and then to be able to respond. So, yeah, it's going to be... Come to the football game on September 11th. It should be a very appropriate, patriotic, and emotional time.
All right. Well, President Myers, we sure appreciate the time, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. We really appreciate that as well.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for being on.